Thank you, Mohammed.
The Muslims were cut off. Most were afraid to stay in their own homes. In order to survive, they fled to a nearby hill.
Thank you.
I'm sorry there couldn't be more.
I'm still hungry, Mama.
I know, darling, I know.
Can't we go find Malik in Abyssinia?
They won't let us go, my son.
Do you think Malik knows what's happening to us?
I sent a message, but I don't know, Hadi.
You can't leave now, Malik. Not alone.
I can't stay here while my family suffers.
That's all there is, Amar.
The Prophet's wife, Khadija, has sold everything she has for these few provisions.
Still, it won't last for long. Who would have thought this would go on for 3 years?
You are weak, messenger of God. I know Islam teaches patience and perseverance, but you can't keep giving up your food for others. What is it?
Tell Muhammad. I will deliver his message to Quraysh.
You are not well.
I'm well enough.
I'm sorry. So you're not feeling well, Abu Talib.
I doubt that. If I die, the rule of this council falls to you. Then it would be easier to deal with Muhammad, wouldn't it?
Yes,
it would.
Well, then, what I have to say may please you. Muhammad has revealed something to me. If it is false, he is yours to do with as you please. If it is true, you will end your boycott on him and all Muslims.
What is it?
It is this. The boycott pact you signed and hung in the Kaaba has been eaten by insects. Except for the following words. In the name of God.
Thank you, Jalila. Malik?
Jalila, come quickly. The Prophet's wife is sick. Khadija? Oh, no.
Go, Jalila.
She's gone.
25 years they shared. She was the mother of his children. The first believer. His friend. We called this time the Year of Sadness because Abu Talib was dying too.
Come near, Mohammed. Quraysh asks one thing before I die, that I will get your word to leave their religion alone.
We will not attack or preach against you if you agree not to preach against us.
Then the Prophet, peace and blessing upon him, said, I will.
Did you hear?
It's over!
Then quickly added, all I ask is one word of assurance from you. And if you give it, all of Arabia and Persia will be yours.
Speak then!
Witness with me that there is one God, and deny all the others.
Oh, nephew. I knew when they brought you to me as a boy that you were something special. And you are. You are.
My day has finally arrived. I am now your leader.
Yes. Well, in name at least.
What?
Call yourself king if you want.
But don't ever get in my way.
Good. Now let's solve problem number one, shall we?
The Muslims.
No. Muhammad.
So free.
Peace, Abu Jahal.
Where swords have failed us, words shall cut deep.
Ah, our poets!
They're turning the people against Muhammad as we speak. Even Abu Lahab is doing well.
Beware, friends from afar.
My nephew over there has revolution in his heart.
Revolution?
He says he's a prophet. But what he really wants is to make himself king over us all!
Make him suffer!
When Muhammad says our ways are wicked, when he says our gods are nothing more than silent stone, he's not only attacking you, he's attacking your father. He's saying they were wicked and stupid. Shall we endure such dishonor?
Won't be long before the beatings begin.
Now there's no Abu Talib to protect us. And nowhere to go. Bilal, right?
Yes, do I?
I'm Bara. I came last year with 12 others to hear the Prophet.
Ah, from Yathrib, yes!
We follow Islam now, with all our hearts.
You hear that? 12 believers in Yathrib.
No, hundreds. The Prophet must come to Yathrib. We need...
We can't talk now. The messenger of God will meet you on the hill at El Aqaba tonight.
Messenger of God, please
say you'll come to Yathrib. Our city is filled with bloodshed, brother fighting brother. Only you and your message can bring peace. Say you'll come. If you do, we promise to protect and defend you.
God has opened a door, O messenger of God.
The prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, accepted. And he instructed all of us to leave for Yathrib.
I'm too scared to leave at night.
The messenger of God doesn't want anyone to know we're leaving.
Why couldn't we leave with everyone else?
Shh. We couldn't all leave at the same time. It'd be too dangerous.
It's time.
But Muhammad stayed to protect those who were left behind. Now, it's time for us to decide what to do with Muhammad.
Throw him in prison. No, exile the man.
Yes, yes. Take him to the edge of the desert and drop him off.
Let him go. He's out of Mecca. Isn't that what we wanted?
Not if he's going to build an empire in Yathrib.
Well, what if we
kill him?
Huh?
But whoever kills him will be attacked by Muhammad's clan and others. Who will be the one?
Who said it must be just one? Take one strong man from each clan and kill him together. That way the blood of Muhammad will be on everyone's hands. Then there can be no revenge.
Idea. Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, knew of their plot. And on that night he asked his cousin Ali, God's blessings be upon him, to sleep in the prophet's bed, knowing no harm would come to him.
He's there. When do we go in? We don't. We wait until he leaves the house for his morning prayers. Then...
As the night drew on, the prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, prayed. And one by one, the assassins fell asleep.
Hours ago on his way out of town.
That's impossible! Where is he?